Blackstone Audio presents King of the Weeds, a Mike Hammer novel by Mickey Spillane and Max Allen Collins. This book is read by Stacy Keach. In memory of the screen's first Mike Hammer, Biff Elliott, 1923-2012. Co-author's note. Shortly before his death in 2006, Mickey Spillane told his wife Jane, "When I'm gone, there's going to be a treasure hunt around here. Take everything you find and give it to Max. You'll know what to do." Half a dozen substantial Mike Hammer manuscripts were found in the treasure hunt, often accompanied by plot notes, rough outlines, and even drafts of final chapters. Those lost Hammer novels spanned Mickey's career, from the late 40s through the mid-60s, and on up to the Goliath Bone, which he was working on at the time of his passing. Mickey conceived King of the Weeds as the final Mike Hammer, and a sequel to Black Alley in 1996, the last Hammer published during his lifetime. He set it aside after 9/11 to respond to that attack in the Goliath Bone, 2008. The time frame here is the late 90s, with Mike in his mid-60s. Realistically, he should be around 10 years older, but readers will just have to live with that. Mickey did. It has been my great honor to complete these 6 substantial Mike Hammer manuscripts, and my love and thanks go to both Mickey and Jane Spillane. A familiarity with Black Alley, incidentally, is not a requirement here. Max Allen Collins.